All right, now good morning to you guys. I'm Peter Jordan. I hope you guys great. It's such a joy to be with you guys. All right, now that's the Lord. I'm still hearing stuff about a TikTok ban. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now. All right, now said the old geezers are full of fire. All right, now as far as like, you know, not just a TikTok, I guess it, me too. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now that giving the old geezers crap. All right, now what they say, I saw a good news report just then. All right, the guy was, he was a professor. He was like saying how, you know, these old geezers like basically drowning out younger people and basically shutting them out and taking all the wealth and stuff. And these assholes on TV, a lot of these TV anchors, they will not stop begging. Like that, I mentioned that punk that run that podcast, Does That Make Sense? So right now, you know, the ass fairy Patrick Bet David. All right, now, you know, that's Floyd. But see, it's not just him. All right, now, they Dingley Nut Group. It's these anchors on TV, too. These folks make millions of dollars and they have the audacity to beg like you owe their shitty asses something. You're supposed to be poor, broke, and struggling off your own technology while these assholes have their hands out. These some stupid-ass folks are not giving them shit. All right, now, so it's not just the ass fairy, you know, Patrick Bet David. It's the clowns on cable news, too, a lot of them. All right, now, not all of them. Some of them are cool. Some of them not so much. All right, now, you're not entitled to shit, but I just saw something on the news. All right, now, because they can't beg, they can't steal. You had a racist trying to pull a lynching. You had a racist trying to pull a framing. He wanted to pull his tricks behind the scenes and on the cover. I'm getting the fuck out of the United States. Oh no, I'm not dealing with that crappy piece of shit, because had this stream not been going across the entire world and the Lord not shined a light, that racist would have tried to frame me, you know, and would have tried to succeed at it, right? But because everybody could see his actions, that's what he's pissed off about. That's what racists do. When they can't get their way, they eliminate people in that way or that fashion. Just get rid of your ass at any way, by any means necessary. Keep America this way, keep America that way. They can keep America. America too damn racist, right? It's like when these buttholes are trying to talk about a non-compete clause, and, you know, I'm not helping these clowns, right? We are, what are we? We are 67 days in. What will America be doing? They are blocked, right? You can't sign a non-compete. Your dumbasses do not own the other six continents. You don't even own the entire North American continent, maybe America, but you don't own Canada and Mexico as well. All right, now, so you're pretty short as far as money is concerned. Okay, how is it that, you know, I have by the Holy Spirit, donated over $206 trillion. That's more than every global economy combined. Every global economy combined right now is $100 trillion. That's more than every global economy combined. That's North America, South America, Asia, Africa, Australia, Antarctica, right? Does that make sense right now? In Europe, right? Right now, so, you know, that's where right now, just what North America, South America, Asia, Africa, Australia, Antarctica, Europe, right? Right now, that's Florida. Right now, I want to make sure I ain't miss any of those. But you guys can go crunch the numbers on every global economy right now with stockpiles of cash. Based on the basis where economies can actually make by themselves. Okay, if this is more money than the global economy has as a whole, does that make sense right now? Then if the entire global economy cannot handle the numbers, how can old crappy racist America handle the numbers, right? The North American, the South American, the Asian, the African, the Australian, and the European continent all combined cannot handle the numbers, right? And let me say this, don't feel bad, I cannot either. That's why Jesus, but the United States wants to steal and enrich his racist self. Does that make sense? So right now, with money that even all seven continents combined cannot make, right? All right now, that's for the Lord. All right now, let me say this. All right now, that's for the Lord. All right now, it took, all right now, this extraction is going back for decades. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know damn well, even then, the America definitely can't handle the numbers, let alone can't handle them over a short time, over a longer period of time. What that means is, all right, now this extraction can pull back from decades and decades, right? It's not just stuck in this current time. It's just not stuck in this current region. This science is not just confined to the regions of the United States and the barriers of the English language. It can also go back through time and pull from previous decades of any, you know, fraud, right? Okay, the United States, you know, cannot handle that number if the other six continents can't. The United States is a country. It's not even, you know, encompassing the entire North American continent. You're right. What does that do, you know, as far as, like, Canada and Mexico are concerned? So the United States want to, give itself, right, as an American citizen. Let me watch that. But the racists in the United States want to enrich itself and empower itself with, you know, floods of wealth like that, that even, you know, by decades, they have no way of making. Currently, they have no way of making. They don't have a way of making that even over decades and decades. Crushed United States numbers for the last 247 years. They cannot make money like this, right? I right now, the United States is just one nation, but with the trillions of people that have lived in it, and it has been trillions of people who have a revolving door passed through the United States, either they're moving All right, no, they're being expats, or they're leaving this planet of old age. Does that make sense? Or they're leaving this planet? All right, now, when it's their time, does that make sense? I'm not sure, but the United States had a revolving door of trillions of people passed through it. You mean to tell me, even going back through time of decades, you know, the United States can't make the number over decades? The United States, also, I mean, counting the United States over decades and what its GDP has done, you know, for the last 65 years, it cannot make the number over decades, and it currently can't make the number in today's time. So, okay, all right, with the span of decades going backwards to this current day, you still can't make the number, even if you had the benefit of having decades stacked, which that's what the GDP is, you still have zero ways to make the number. Stop it. Right? Now, how is it that this is more wealth than all seven continents combined? The United States has its hand out. That's a clown show. No. I'm not giving these crazy assholes, geezers, any money. These folks are dishes, and not just the geezers that are in Congress and Senate. Some folks are y'all. But you tell me how it's young. This guy is a professor on TV. I gotta give this guy credit. You know, that's Florida right now. But I have to find his name again. But it's a professor. He was making a good point on of all places, MSNBC. You know, I'm not going to even mention the crappy ass show that he was on, but he was making a good point that needed to be said on cable news. He was like saying it's meant to keep people at this table rich. It's meant to drown young people out. How many younger people do you see as homeowners, right? Mounting debt and all sorts of stuff, right? But you got these old crazy ass geezers in Congress and Senate. Look at old turkey neck. I mean, how does Mitch McConnell have the face of a turtle and the neck of a turkey? You know, I don't understand that right now. That's Florida right now that won't get up and get out of Senate, won't get out of Congress. But how is it that these old geezers are right now? Right now, people like Mitch McConnell, this godless, heartless, satanically racist, old, you know, demonically, you know, animal human infused man with the face of a turkey, a face of a turtle, and the neck of a turkey, right? You know, very satanically racist man. All right now, people like him locking down positions. Where is he drowning other people out? These geezers, they will not go away because they want to control power. They want to take people's money. Biden wants to pay tens of billions of dollars just to go have the privilege to suck Zelensky's dick again. He sucked Zelensky's dick another time. And I said this about Biden. It's another dick he sucked. All right, now you can fact check my ass. All right, now he is a lawyer. So I say it like this. He is a lawyer. All right, now he had a procedure, you know, to make him not be heavy, but he's still heavy despite having that procedure. He lost weight, but he's still heavy. Biden sucked his dick, and he's a lawyer, right? Does that make sense? Right, now check that out. All right, now, but, you know, you have these geezers that don't care about anybody but themselves. And, you know, as far as, like, you know, look at the disparity of geezers trying to, like, you know, people talk all this stuff about, you know, I know they said stuff about me having all this money. I don't apologize to the United States. I would happily give up my citizenship. I'm traveling to the bank to Toronto and Mexico right now to go to the bank. As God's my witness, I am definitely going. I'm not sitting still. No, right? You know, it's great about France. I appreciate them. But I was also invited by Brazil and Mexico and Canada. I'm right by them. I can get to two of those by bus. I write no quite reasonably, so it's stupid to sit here this summer. I want to really start traveling immediately. That is what I'm doing, right? Does that make sense to get up to Canada to take it like $175? All right, no, $200. It's not bad. Mexico is $175. It's $200. And to get back, it costs the same. So the whole trip to go both ways would probably be like maybe $900. All right, now, which is really good for both trips to both banks, and it's worth every penny to go do that, right? All right, now, to go present my stuff, does that make sense? Right now, having over, you know, what, like $95-6 trillion, right? Does that make sense? Right now, is really starting to equivalent up. I'm not giving these old geezers no more power, these racists no more power, because the geezers are just as bad. All right, now, they need to go sit their asses down in a retirement home or go home and let the young people have a shot at it. Does that make sense? They're so disconnected. You know, they're not trying to help anybody but themselves. All right, no, that's Florida. I've never seen anything quite like it. All right, now, you know, that's Florida right now. But you got people sitting in the Congress. You got people sitting in the Senate. You know, it's the craziest, weirdest thing, right? They said how young people are disproportionately talking about, well, millennials are lazy. No, these geezers are lazy. These geezers are writing tax checks that they cannot make. All they have done is run the economy into the ground. The United States keep constantly collapsing. Decade after decade, there's always some type of bank collapse because you have a bunch of crappy-ass old people that don't know what the fuck they're doing. You have a man paying billions of dollars basically go suck Zelensky's dick again when he sucked it a couple of times. Does that make sense? Every time his girlfriend Zelensky cry and scream, he giving money. Money that his old dumb old racist ass can make in 36 years, but he don't have a problem with writing it with other people's cash, right? He writing checks with money that his old racist ass can make in 36 years old dick blind by it, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have a whole situation of that. People writing checks with money they cannot make. The taxation system is not a fix-all be-all. Just keep taxing people and taxing people, and you can fix problems. You're not fixing problems. Okay, how much that is going to support people in the United States, right? But they're writing foreign checks and stuff, right? I'm not giving the United States any money. It's too racist, right? I'm not empowering these crazy ass old geezers. I mean, they already have a problem and won't get up out of Congress and the Senate, and they piss away money. They're so dumb. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Okay. All right, now, $306 trillion has been made total. Damn near, right? So that would put the United States pretty high up on that totem pole. Where's that money? Where have these geezers built bridges, right? So overwhelming of them are old and they belong in a nursing home. Where have, it's their attitude. I don't care about the TikTok ban. Oh, my God. These clowns, boy, they tried to, like, you know, TikTok. I will say this, all right? No, they take a lot of dives with me. They can't stand my ass because they can't steal from me. And then, you know, that's what it's racism and it's jealousy because none of them are popular. Just that makes sense, all right? Now, this is seen all across the entire world, all right? Now, that's Florida right now. I just saw a Japanese show. Yeah, I made some hybrid comments, all right? No, some people, they're just not too thrilled with me. All right? Now, that's Florida right now. But it's pretty cool that it's all across the world, right? All right, now, so I'm rich, right? Now, no matter what geezer don't want to hear me say I'm rich, no matter what geezer want to try to play stupid and cry, scream about me being rich, no matter what race is, hate to see me be rich. Does that make sense, right? Now, I'm the richest person on planet Earth, right? Now, one of them in Jesus' name. You never know what the hell's out here, right? Because the Lord Jesus made me so, right? I'm not giving United States shit. Why would I give United States money that all seven continents combined don't have? How does that make the United States privileged to have their hand out and try to beg, and they bought stock just like, you know, they bought 40% of the stock in the United States, okay? Where is it, right? They have every potential to have that money in the United States, right? The money that they're trying to beg, as far as me to give them, they've had, right? You know, where is it, right? That is insane. So the United States want more money than all seven continents can make. That don't make any sense, right? All right, now the technology has the advancement to go back through decades. Does that make sense right now and uncover loan forgotten fraud on Crow Trails? Does that make sense right now? The extraction can go back through multiple decades. So right now, so you have the benefit of going back in time plus the current day of extraction. You have the current, like, by Jesus' good and the Holy Spirit's wisdom, you have the current day of extraction. You can go back through time. Does that make sense right now? By over two decades to pull extraction, you know, for pull fraud from back that far. So you have the yesteryear's fraud plus this fraud. The United States has zero ways to do that. The United States can go back and make through time and make money off of all its GDPs with its inflated assets, right? Has no way. I'm laughing, right? Does that make sense, right? No, so it's more money than all seven continents for that reason, because the extraction science has the ability by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to go back through decades to pull fraud from decades ago, plus this current day's fraud, right? Despite the language barriers, despite the despite, you know, different people, different transactions, despite, you know, being two decades backwards, right? The extraction was pulled, you know, fraud was pulled back as far as 2005. That's, there should be no way to get to nothing like that. Fraud extracted back in 2005. There should be absolutely shit ways to do that, but the extraction by the Holy Spirit has the Holy Spirit's wisdom has the ability to do that. So the extraction is accounting for yesteryear's decades plus right now in the current time. So you have the combination of money that has been stockpiled throughout this entire world. 8 billion people lived back in 2005. See, 8 billion people also lived in 2006. 8 billion people also lived in 2007, 8, 9, 10. 8 billion people also lived in 2011 and 12. You can pull all those different transactions, right? United States don't have any way to do that. That's why the technology has made more than the entire world, because it can go back through decades in time to accumulate those numbers like that in record-breaking speed. The science, right? The United States has zero capabilities or capacities to do that, but they want to beg. I'm not giving the United States any money. No. If all seven continents cannot create the wealth, then what makes, I mean, if all seven continents, you have to go through all, if you have to go back decades on all seven continents, clearly, the United States has zero capacities over several decades to even do a number like that, right? You have to go back through several decades, right? The United States has no power to pull like that. Does that make sense? So right now, if you go back through decades of the U.S. GDP and the U.S. taxation, the U.S. job market, trade market, the U.S. NASDAQ. All right, got hiccups here. Excuse me. Even if you can go back in time, the United States, and even in this current day combined, they have no power to do something like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? The United States has zero capacities and zero ways to do this, right? Okay? So, you know, why is the United States begging? This is more money than all seven continents have made combined. Now, you know if all seven continents cannot pull this day and age, all seven continents with all world currencies, all world economies, all world citizens, globally, all 8 billion people on planet Earth, and it sounds insane to say this, but please listen. All 8 by the Holy Spirit's wisdom. Let me say this. I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm nobody without Jesus. I humble myself. I kiss the Holy Spirit's feet. I kiss Father God Jehovah's feet. I kiss the Lord Jesus' feet. I have zero power to make some. The Lord gave me everything, yes, but I have no power in and of myself. I'm nobody without Christ Jesus. So please do not be offended by what I'm saying, but the United States needs a hard, cold facts, because you have the stupid that will not stop begging. They're not entitled to anything, to the fact that the United States has zero ways, or zero capacities, or zero capabilities in military intelligence in the United States, in the stock market, in the job market, in the computing industry, in aerospace, and technology, in computer science, or computer even literacy, to even do something like this, right? Okay. So the money goes back for decades, right? Right now being pulled through, space and time. What space and time means, not like you're going through space in a time machine, no. But you're going back decades to unearth, you know, the 8 billion people that lived in 2005. And you're dealing with analyzing the 8 billion people that lived in 2006. And it may not still be the same 8 billion people. Do you follow me? You're going back and looking at 8 billion people that lived in 2007. Again, you may not be able to deal, you know, okay, how are you going back to look at the 8 billion people that lived in 2009? And it may not still be the same 8 billion people. How many of you had grandparents that passed away? My granddaddy passed away in 2006. But it can go back and look at the 8 billion people that lived in 2006 and extract stuff out that is fraud. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can go back and look at 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, okay? All right, now, clearly the population has changed, and the same people not on this earth, and it's a whole other 8 billion people, or some of us still remain. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? My dad, God rest his soul, he passed away in 2021. I miss my dad. I love my dad, but he lived in those are to come out, you know. Those are the years, right? The United States has zero ways to do that. All seven continents, with all 8 billion people in this current time combined, all transactions, all jobs, all job markets, all NASDAQ, all Forbes, all 21 stock exchanges across the entire world, right? All combined cannot make $206 trillion, right? Why the hell is the United States feeling privileged and arrogant and shitty and racist enough to beg? No. So I'm on my bank to Canada and Mexico. Right now, that's the Lord right now. And right now, despite 2 decades ago, right? That'd be around 2004, 2005. Despite 2 decades ago, there are different cast of characters on this earth. My granddaddy passed away in 2006. My granddaddy John was 82, right? So that's a different cast of characters, but somehow it's still 8 billion people. How many of you have had grandparents? Even my father passed away in 2021. And God rest my dad's soul, I miss him. Right? I had an aunt that just passed away, I think, on Monday. So, you know, okay, since 2005, 2024, that's 20 years. There's a different cast of characters on this earth. Yet still, by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, the science can go back and extract, despite the cast of characters on this earth being different, and still, you know, extract fraud through space and time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? And you've seen this done with your own eyes. No, that's not a lie, and I'm not just talking BS. How then can the United States expect for you to crunch fraud for them and beg for money? I'm not giving them shit. Yes, I am rich, right? The United States can't do it. The United States as a whole can't do it. The United States as a superpower can't do it. The United States with all its geniuses in it, excluding me, cannot do it. Does that make sense? The United States has no way, no military, no intelligence, no Microsoft, and the military do a great job. Nothing against them. All right, no, the Microsoft and intelligence and the United States government and Apples and Teslas and BlackRock and Blackstone and oil and aerospace and jet propulsion, and, okay, and NASA and SpaceX and Gucci. United States has zero ways to make it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? United States has no technology that can go back through space and time and extract no fraud, despite language barriers, despite time and space barriers, despite the cast of characters being different on this earth and they don't even exist anymore on this earth, but you still can analyze everything that went back on in that time to extract the fraud, right? United States don't have no way to do that. That's why it's more than all seven continents combined. That's why it's more money than the whole global world combined. More money than the global world combined has made. Does that make sense, right? This year. Because it's reaching back through space and time back there, you know, 2 decades ago, right? You know, to extract by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, to extract by the Lord Jesus, to extract by Father God, Jehovah the Creator's genius, to extract fraud from people who existed during that time, right? And clearly the cast just keeps changing, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? The United States has zero capability to do that, so they sure as hell don't need to be begging. All 7 continents on the face of this earth, you know, that doesn't exist, you know, unless you go back through space and time to pull that. Because the world, the globe is telling you what's on it, and all the assets that are in this entire world, the assets, the GDP that's in this entire world, the entire global Fortune 500 list of the biggest companies is worth $83 trillion on paper. Let's put that down to probably about maybe 39, 35 or 40 trillion. That's it, global, right? Now, if you do that over 100 years, that still ain't equaling up to, you know, what, I mean, what's up, right? So that's still not equaling up to, not it went 247 years, okay? Do that for 50 years, right? That still is not equaling up to, $300 to $306 trillion. You're right. Even if you did over 100 years, it's not equaling up that number. Not even close. So when these clowns in the United States want to beg and plead, I don't understand that. You know, that's what, about, you know, 50 years, right? Basically, the United States has no business to beg for, you know, what, you know, it would take the entire world in on every transaction being pulled and leveled over decades. You know, basically, the United States has no reason to beg for what all 7 continents, combined, you know, don't have, you know, versus the United States can, of course, do it on its own. So what makes these geezers in Congress and Senate privileged to have their hands out? What makes these racists in the United States privileged to have their hands out to just empower this country to be more shitty and racist as it is, right? No, right? Great countries, all right? Now, let me say this right now. The fraud was extracted from all across the entire world and all 7 continents. You know, it's going back through space and time. We just talked about how would I mean by space and time, so nobody don't think it's a time machine. Oh, hell no. That would be cool if, there could be a time machine. All right, no, but no. It's going back through space and time to extract fraud. Despite the people being different on this earth, despite the transactions being different during that time, despite the ratios being different as far as like what the transactions would be versus now to 20 years later, right? And that's not just me talking, it's just to talk. No, look at Patrick Mass, right? All right, no, excuse the cussing in Jesus' name. That's why God's wisdom is going back, you know, through space and time, decades. And, you know, 20 years is decades, that's plural, that's 2 decades, to accumulate a number like that. 8 billion people, but some of that is fraud. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, fraud. You understand what I'm saying? On different continents and different languages and different regions under different currencies and different people. And the people change and different people. And then the people change from region to region and conditions change from region to regions. The economy changes from regions to regions, but you can still go back and extract that fraud up until this current time, up until now, despite the cast of characters being completely different. You know, with 100% accuracy, because it's not a gimmick, it's real Holy Spirit given science. The United States has shit ways to beg for that. And I'm not going to give it to the United States. I'm laughing. I go start a country of my own first. You're right. You know, as far as you're right, give it to the United States. But yeah, I go start a country in Jesus' name, right? Okay, how is it that planet Earth did not make a $6 trillion last year, but the Holy Spirit fixed it? He did last year, right? I can't even get a science on glory for something like that. The Holy Spirit made, you know, over, you know, that much money last year, 24-digit number, despite the entire world not making a number like that. The Holy Spirit made money like that, despite the whole world in 10, you know, in a decade combined not making money like that. The whole world, can you imagine that? Okay, so, and you have to go back through space and time to even accumulate something like that. Plus, it takes this current time to be added to going back through time to do that, right? With 100% accuracy, despite the cast of characters and the conditions and everything being different from that time to this time, even the economy was different, quick collapses along the way to still pull those abnormalities. You know, does that make sense to write more flawlessly through space and time? Right? Despite the cast of characters to be different, despite the fraud being different. Okay, how do you know it's fraud? It could be anybody. How do you know it's fraud, right? Stop. So I wasn't trying to hear anything about the United States begging. Yeah, I can say with confidence by Jesus' name, I am rich because the Lord has made me rich. When I have kids, I teach them how to do it. I'm not telling the United States shit. No, they can't give me a non-compete. They're stupid. I mean, we just went exhaustively through. The United States has shit ways to make it. These crappy old kids are shitting in their diapers and sitting in Congress. Does that make sense? And right now, smelling up the halls of Congress. Some of them are cool, so let me watch that. Some of them not so much. And they keep saying about this wealth gap. Okay, these old geezers are soaking up all the money for themselves and shutting the door to every other young kid person that they can and passing it down through the generations of their families, right? And won't get their asses out of Congress and Senate for that reason. Correct? All right, now, Lord, we'll talk more about it later. All right, now, but, you know, that's why I'm not trying to hear anything the United States have to say. The United States is blocked. And know they can't offer me a non-compete for something that can go back through space and time and pull fraud accurately with 100%, you know, flawlessness by the Holy Spirit. Despite the cast of characters and the conditions and the economy on this earth changing several times along the way, there was a bank collapse in 2008, there was a bank collapse in 2010, there was a bank collapse in 2023. Are you kidding me? The stock market, there was a real estate collapse, a automobile industry collapse, but despite there being totally different economic conditions, it was still, it's not just me talking a bunch of shit to make it sound so, you know, special. Look at it. Right? All right. No, so I'm not giving the United States shit. How is it that these assholes are entitled to bet for shit? I'm not giving these geezers shit. Or young people too, or people like T.D. Jakes know, right? You know, give young people $50,000 a piece. I mean, I don't care what age you are, right? As long as you make under a quarter of a million and pay the reparations to slaves. Nobody gave me anything. There's zero investments into this. But the hands of the living God, Father God, Jehovah, the incredible, phenomenal Father God, Jehovah, the Lord, Jesus, and the Lord, Holy Spirit, right? We'll talk more about this later, right? We are 18 days in. Why can't this stupid bitch get her whole ass on the phone with Dr. Johnson? She said she knew him. This man took x-rays of my mouth in 2018. We're 18 days in. These salty country, heartless ass folks have no whole story, twerking story, stank story, filth story. You know, crap live, anything. 18 damn days in, this bitch was on Facebook saying drop a story and drop a body. Nobody has been able to. She can't get an ugly ass on the phone. All right, now in 80 days. 80 days, she can't get a nasty ass on the phone, right? 76 days, excuse me. Women saying get on the phone with Dr. Johnson. She can't she can't get on the phone. She can't point the feds to the stream. And I'm like, okay, then go to the people on Facebook a couple of days ago, okay? So we're 18 days in. These country ass folks, these salty ass folks, trying to pull my ass to pieces and that racist pedophile. Ancestral or racist got me throughout my house and he still can't drop a body. The country folks can't drop a body. The fake ass family can't drop a body. What's up? I haven't touched anybody, right? How this stupid bitch just pop up in line? Every clown with a problem want to believe every shit she say, right? I hope you guys well. So I am rich. I'm going to not pace up in that bank and feel, I don't feel intimidated by anything. I own the science. The United States own it. They can't do it. The little faggot pressing my phone. He can't do it. His nasty ass, right? What's up, right? I am rich, right, no matter what racists hate it, right? I am rich, right, no matter what person like T.D. Jakes hate it, right? I am rich, right, no matter what ass fairy want to keep sucking dick and get mad because I'm a woman. I am rich, right, because Father God, Jehovah, by the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit made me rich, right? And I do not apologize for it. I am rich, right, to tell the United States, no, I don't need your market, right? To the fact the United States can't go back through space and time. The United States cannot make number in this current time. The United States 2 decades ago didn't make the numbers, right? Stop it. I am that rich, right? All right, now that's for what, so I'm going to immediately to Canada and Mexico. I'm not playing games with the United States. I'm not giving them any money. I'm buying tickets now for Canada and Mexico. I'm going immediately to go to the banks. I don't know what the governments want, but I know that I could pay in Canada and Mexico to make the people happy, to make the governments happy, and cut the people each a check depending on what they ask for. All right, now that's for Lord. All right, now give every Canadian citizen $5,000. Give every Mexican city $5,000 U.S. dollars for both places, right? All right, now plus cut the Canadian government or the Mexican government a check. All right, now get my information. It'd be as simple as that. I cut them a check that day. I'm not playing games with the United States, and I say with confidence, I'm not giving the United States shit. I don't care about the TikTok ban. Clearly, the United States can't go back through time and space to pull fraud, extract fraud. The United States can't even make that number in this day, let alone could make it 10 years ago when there were bank collapses that hit Europe that shook the entire world, right? Because that's how incompetent the leadership has been with these geezers not getting their asses up, right? But you can go back through space and time by the Holy Spirit, all right, knows wisdom, you know, basically just going back decades. And extract a fraud with 100% accuracy despite the cast of characters and the economy being completely different and the conditions and the money and the transactions being different, right? Stop it. I hope you guys are well, all right, now thank you guys so much. By the Holy Spirit's wisdom, right? Thank you guys so much.